आ रहा था तो एक भक्त पूछा, ये भगवान अन्याय किए, उनको पूछने कोई गति नहीं देनी चाहिए। हमने कहा कि वो जो
ट्रैक 7 द वे यशोदा फीड्स कृष्णा मिल्क एंड द वे शी फील्स लव फॉर कृष्णा,
कृष्ण का स्वभाव है कि उन्होंने उसको
पूतना रिसीव्ड विदाउट डूइंग एनी भक्ति, विदाउट एनी प्रेम इन हिज लाइफ, विदाउट डूइंग एनीथिंग फॉर कृष्ण, शी अचीव दैट स्टेज।
यह कृष्ण का स्वभाव है कि उन्होंने उसको माँ की गति दे दी।
दिस इज कृष्णस नेचर दैट ही गेव हर द सेम प्लेटफॉर्म सेम गति एज हर हिज मदर।
एक बार मैं कथा कह रहा था तो एक भक्त पूछा, ये भगवान अन्याय किए।
One time I was speaking this katha and then one devotee asked a question, this is not fair, Krishna did this, this was unfair, he shouldn't have done that.
Unko putne koi gati nahi deni chahiye.
He should not have given that gati, that stage to putna, she didn't deserve it. I said, when you meet Krishna, you tell him that he made a mistake. Foolish boy.
भगवान जो करते हैं वही ठीक है।
Whatever Krishna does, that is perfect.
प्रश्न होता है कि पूतना का पाप और भगवान के पाप काटने की शक्ति, दोनों में कौन बलवान है?
The question arises that what is bigger, what is greater, what is more powerful, पूतना's sin or Krishna's power to remove the sin?
भगवान तो हमेशा बलवान है ना।
लॉर्ड इज ऑलवेज कृष्णा इज ऑलवेज मोर पावरफुल।
नाला गटर गंगा जी में गिर रहा है।
जस्ट इमेजिन इफ द गटर द वाटर फ्रॉम द ड्रेन्स इज गोइंग इन द गैंजेस,
क्या उसके चलते गंगा जी अशुद्ध हो जाएंगी कि वही गंगा जी के संग से शुद्ध हो जाएगा?
You think because of that gutter water that's going in the Ganges will become impure? Or you think that the gutter water will become purified when she goes in the Ganges? Ganges is flowing from the Himalayas and she is flowing, and so many cities are on the way, Allahabad, Muradabad,
Kanpur,
then Varanasi,
Calcutta.
How many drains water is draining from those cities into Ganges? When people bathe in the river, do they ever think the water in here is coming from the drains? Some dirty water is entering the Ganges?
Ganga ji ka sang karte vah nala ka pani Ganga ji ho jata.
As soon as the water from the drain enters Ganges, that water becomes Ganges water.
Ganga ji ki shakti hai.
This is the power of Ganges.
Nala Ganga ji ko ashudh nahi kar sakta. Ganga ji usko shakti.
The water does not become impure by the drains mixing in with the water. Ganges remains pure.
Itni shakti hai pavitr karne ki.
The Lord has so much power to purify anyone. He has such a transcendental effulgence.
अब उनके पास आने से पूतना बिल्कुल शुद्ध हो गई।
Just by going to him, पूतना became purified.
सूरदास जी ने लिखा है, प्रभु मेरे अवगुण चेतन धरो।
सूरदास has written a poem. He says, प्रभु मेरे अवगुण चेतन धरो।
हे कृष्ण,
प्लीज डोंट कंसीडर माय फॉल्ट्स।
उदाहरण देते हैं कई तरह से।
He gives examples in many ways.
एक नार कहावत, नीर भरो।
There is one river and there is a drain and enters the dirty water.
जब मिलके तो एक वर्म है सुरसरी नाम पर।
They mix but still it's Ganges.
वाला नाला गंगा जी में पड़ता है तो वह भी गंगा जल हो जाता।
Any theist, any person of faith goes to Banaras and he puts that water on his head. Even the demigods put that water on their heads.
अरे कानपुर में इतने नाले गिरते हैं, हम गंगा को नहीं छुएंगे।
Nobody in Banaras says so many drains are coming in Kanpur, I will not go inside the water. They never think like that.
तो जब गंगा जी इतना पवित्र हैं,
When the Ganges is so powerful, she can purify the other waters entering into her river. And where is Ganges come from? She's come from the Lord's toe. From his lotus feet. This is the Shakti she has. Just by touching the Lord's foot, she has come. And so she is very powerful. She can purify anything. So how much power there must be in that lotus foot, in the Lord's form? Why he cannot purify somebody? How he cannot purify somebody? In this way, Putna got Matri Gati. Same position as Mother Yashoda.
Sadhan nahi dekhte hai ki isne ye kiya wo kiya, wo apne taraf dekhte.
The Lord does not see what sadhana somebody has done. He sees what he has done for him. What he looks at himself, towards himself. In this way he purified Putana.
Jatu dhanya pisas swargam avap janani gati. Krishna bhukta stana kshira kimu gavanu matara.
See, when Krishna became the calves and he drank the milk from those cows that had become his mothers when he was the calves, and the gopis' milk when he had become their babies. Astonishment if these cows and these gopis will go back to the Golok and become Krishna's mothers. There is no, it should not be so amazing. If Putana can get that position, why they cannot? Every day he was drinking milk and eating butter, and for 1 year, he directly drank milk from the cow's udders as being their calves. When Brahma stole the calves, then Krishna himself became the calves. And he became those cowherd boys also. He used to take himself as calves for grazing in the forest. Everybody was Krishna. So he drank milk.
Putra sneh snutanyalam Bhagavan Devaki putra kaivalyadya khila prada. Shri Krishna, jo Yashoda ke putra hai.
Text
39.
The Lord is Devaki putra. Sometimes Devaki putra, they call Devaki putra. Yashoda also had two names, Yashoda and Devaki.
Vasudev ji ki patni Devaki se Yashoda ji ka bahut prem tha.
And because of that same name, Yashoda had great love and attachment for Vasudev's wife Devaki. Sometimes we see that two people with the same name, they have a lot of attachment to them, each other. So Yashoda's name was Devaki and Devaki's name was of course Devaki.
Sukadeva Goswami kahte hain Bhagwan Devaki Putra.
Here Sukadeva Goswami says Bhagwan Devaki Putra.
Shri Krishna Devaki ke putra hain.
Shri Krishna is Devaki putra. Also means Yashoda's putra.
Aur sab kuch dete hain.
And he gives everything. Akhila prada.
Vaikunth dete hain, Golok ki seva dete
hain. Adi means liberation. Oneness with the Brahman. He gives gyan. He gives bhakti. He has the ability to give everything. And this kind of supreme charitable person, he is giving everything to everyone all over the creation. But in Braj, he was taking from everyone.
पुत्र स्नेह स्नतान्यलम, जिन जिन गौओं के और जिन माताओं के वे दूध पिए हैं गोपियों के,
Which mothers and which cows he has taken their milk as being their baby.
कैसा अस्तन पिए हैं जो अस्तन पुत्र स्नेह के बस चुचुआते रहते थे.
But how he drank the milk, the milk that was flowing on its own always because of the mother's and the cow's love for Krishna.
गौएं हमेशा अपने अस्तनों से दूध गिराती रहती थी, बहता रहता था पुत्र स्नेह के कारण.
Because of the when Krishna became their calves as their babies, the cows out of their love for Krishna, the milk was always pouring from their udders all the time.
दूध को भगवान डायरेक्ट पिए हैं.
And this milk, being a calf, becoming a calf, Krishna used to drink this milk for 1 year every day. It used to flow on its own.
शिशु बनकर के पिए.
And also as being babies of all the cowherd women, the motherly gopis, becoming their children, for 1 year he drank their milk.
एक नहीं, लाखों लाखों गोपियों के दूध को भगवान ने पिया जो सोदा के भाव से युक्त थे.
Not one or a few mothers, but hundreds and thousands of mothers were there. Hundreds and thousands of boys were his friends that got stolen by Brahma, and hundreds and thousands of calves were there.
मात्री भाव रखती थी कृष्ण के प्रति.
They all had motherly loving relationship with him.
और कभी कभी डायरेक्ट कृष्ण रूप से ही पिए हैं, बछड़ा बनकर के तो पिए ही हैं.
He drank the milk of the cows as being a calf, but also as being in his own form as a young Krishna boy, he drank milk from the cow's udders.
वो भी कृष्ण ही है, लेकिन कृष्ण स्वरूप से भी वो गौओं के पैर के नीचे बैठ करके और दूध पीते थे.
He used to sit down in between the cow's feet, legs, and he used to drink their milk.
सुखदेव गोस्वामी कहते हैं पर्याप्त, खूब पिए, खूब पिए.
सुखदेव गोस्वामी says पर्याप्त. A lot of milk. He drank a lot of milk, and actually, in his form as Krishna himself, he drank a lot of milk.
घर में वो चोरी करते थे, एक से अनंत बन करके इस घर में भी चोरी.
In everyone's house, he used to steal, drink milk, drink yogurt, eat butter. At the same time, he used to be in thousands of gopis' homes, and at the same time, he would steal butter and milk.
इसी से यशोदा जी गोपियों को झूठा साबित करती.
And this is how Mother Yashoda used to prove the gopis that would come and complain. He would prove to them that they're lying.
एक गोपी बताती थी कि हमारे घर में चोरी किया.
And one gopi said he came in my house and he stole butter and buttermilk. He broke the pots.
मक्खन खाया, बच्चों को रुलाया.
He made the babies cry.
और उसी समय दूसरी गोपी कहती थी हमारे घर में गया. यशोदा जी पूछती थी कब.
At the same time, another gopi said he came to my house too, and he drank, he broke the pots, he drank milk, he drank the yogurt, he ate the butter, he made my babies cry. At the same time, so Mother Yashoda would ask when, and both of them would say the same time that he was at my house at this time, and the other one would say the same thing. So Yashoda said to them, "You're both crazy. How can he be? You both are lying." How can he? You're both cancelling each other's. How can he become two?
दो नहीं, लाखों करोड़ों बन जाता.
Yashoda didn't know that not just two, he used to make himself in hundreds and thousands.
तो यशोदा जी उनको झूठा साबित कर देते.
So Yashoda always proved them as a liar.
एक गोपी डायरेक्ट पकड़ ली कृष्ण को.
One day, what happened? One gopi, she caught Krishna in her house stealing butter, etc. She caught hold of his hands.
मक्खन चुराते समय.
Stealing butter.
पकड़ ली और चलो चलो यशोदा.
And she said, "Come on, today I'll take you to Mother Yashoda. I will take you." Actually, she did not want him to be beaten up or chastised by Mother Yashoda.
ले जाती थी कि कृष्ण कैसे कैसे झूठ बोलते हैं सुनने के लिए.
She wanted to go and enjoy his pastime, how mother will chastise him or talk to him, and how he will tell lies to her, his mother. They wanted to hear all this and be in bliss. They used to love it.
हाथ पकड़ ली.
So she caught hold of his wrist. She said, "Come on, let's go."
तो थोड़ी दूर जा गई तो कृष्ण कहे.
After they reached a little bit of some distance, Krishna said to her, said, "My dear Gopi, don't you see my wrist? It's so tender. You're squeezing so hard. My wrist is hurting. Can you please let me go? Please, this arm is tired. Now you hold on to this arm." And what he did. So what happened? Krishna on the way, he saw another boy, his age, his height, and so Krishna got his hand out, saying that it's hurting, and he got the other boy's hand and put it in the gopi's from behind, and the from behind he put it in the gopi's hand.
So Krishna uska baah pakad liye.
Gopi was walking ahead. She didn't look behind. She had a veil and everything. And so Krishna took his arm out, and from behind she got the other boy's arm into Gopi's hand. And the gopis did not see. She did not see. She's just pulling the boy's hand and walking ahead of the boy. She went straight to Mother Yashoda's house. And that boy was fair complexion.
कृष्ण तो सांवले थे.
कृष्णा इज डार्किश.
माँ तुम कहती हो, एक गोपी कहेगी, माँ तुम कहती रहती हो कि तुम्हारा लाला चोरी नहीं किया है, तुम लोग झूठ बोलती हो.
She said, Mother Yashoda, you always say that your lala did not steal, and you always prove us to be liar. And today I caught him red-handed, and look, I brought him here.
प्रत्यक्ष पकड़ करके लाई हूँ, देखो.
Here I have proof.
तो जो सोदा जी ध्यान से देखने.
So Yashoda looked carefully.
तुम्हारी आँख फूट गई है क्या?
She said, "Are you blind?" She said, "Are you blind or something? You have brought your own boy, and you think that you brought my Krishna, and you say that he's stealing in your house. This is your boy."
ओ जब गोपी देखी तो हक्का वक्का हो गया रे.
And when that gopi saw, she said, "Oh, what is this? This is my son. How did this happen?"
रानी जी, मैं तो कृष्ण को पकड़ करके ला रही थी, बीच में कैसे मेरा लड़का.
मदर यशोदा, दिस इज आई ब्रॉट योर सन. हाउ डिड दिस हैपन?
तो भगवान इस तरह की लीला करते.
एंड दिस इज अ काइंड ऑफ लीला ही वाज डूइंग ऑल द टाइम. एंड देन कृष्ण वाज स्टैंडिंग देयर. ही सेड, सी मदर, सी हाउ दीस लेडीज आर ऑलवेज लाइंग एंड ट्राइंग टू गेट मी इनटू ट्रबल.
अपने बाद में जब आए, बाद में उधर आए तो वहां से भाग करके कहीं खेलते हुए आ गए.
He must have run and come from the other side, and he was already in the house.
माँ पूछते, कहाँ गया था कृष्ण? वो तो खेल रहा था.
Then mother says, "Where did you go, Krishna?" And he said, "I was just playing here."
तो मिट्टी लगा लेना, धूल लगा लेना, तो उनके छांव घर का काम था.
It didn't take him long to put some dirt on his face and his hands.
मैं तो खेल रहा था.
I was just playing here, he said.
सखाओं को बता दिए कि माँ पूछेगी तो कहना.
And he had told a few of his friends, if mother asked, tell them yes, he was playing with us.
तो खेल तो ये क्यों आई है हमारे घर में?
And he asked Mother Yashoda, why is this lady here in our house? Why is she here?
ये क्यों आई है? अरे बेटा, ये कह रही है कि तुम इसके घर में चोरी कर रहे हो.
She says, my dear son, she is saying that you were stealing in her house.
और कहती है कि तुमको पकड़ करके लाई.
And she said that she has brought you. She has caught hold of your hand and she has brought you.
पकड़ करके.
She said, what? She caught hold of me and brought me. I'm just here playing with my friends. You can ask them.
घर हो गया क्या? चलो हटो. मैं खेल रहा था, वहीं उसका घर हो गया क्या?
I'm playing, is that where her house was? This is our house, get out of here, he said. See, mother, see, you have to see how much they lie. She brings her own son and she thinks that she caught me. I never do such things. I was just playing here. Now, mother, you're convinced? Are you convinced these ladies are always lying? And don't think that they come here to do something. They actually come here to see me.
and they
lie that I stole butter and I went to their house. I'm always here playing around our house. And they just come. You think that she has better butter than what you make for me? I cannot even spit on their butter, it's so bad. Our butter is so nice. If I didn't get anything to eat, maybe then I would have to steal. Why should I steal? You have such nice butter in our house. Just like Krishna would talk like that. Whatever, by his words, by his efforts, by his pastimes, he gives so much bliss, so much transcendental happiness to Mother Yashoda eternally. And that same happiness Putana got. She became his mother. Nitya. This Leela goes on forever and they're always in bliss.
Tasam aviratam krishna kurvatinam sutekshanam na punah kalpate.
Text 40.
Gyan sambhav. Is par koi vyakti prashna kar sakta hai. Maan lijiye Maharaj Parikshit prashna kare.
Somebody can ask a question. Suppose
Krishna ko putra samajhti hai, itni mamata mein hai.
Suppose Maharaj Parikshit asks this question.
To ye to samsarik bandhan hua na.
He thinks Krishna is her son. She has so much I and mine with her son Krishna, and so this is material, isn't it? She is in so much Maya, so this is the worldly attachment, isn't it? Then Sukadev Goswami says, text 40.
इस तरह से निरंतर कृष्ण में गौएं और गोपियां निरंतर कृष्ण में पुत्र बुद्धि करती हैं.
In this way, the cows and the gopis continuously, non-stop, they were always thinking that Krishna is theirs and Krishna is theirs and Krishna is their son. Non-stop, they had their intelligence, their consciousness like this.
संभव संसार ना कल्पते.
For them, Maharaj Parikshit, that is a transcendental platform. This is no Maya. This is direct relationship with Krishna. This world we have relationship like this. That is ignorance. That is agyan. The jiva doesn't know his relationship with Krishna. That I am the das of Krishna, I have an eternal relationship. Rather, they consider themselves the body and the extensions of their body they consider as their own, their real relationship. And even that does not last many days. When child grows up, the relationship of the child and mother becomes distant. And after some time, even the wife, she takes divorce and leaves. So this is not eternal relationships. Even in this lifetime, we see that these relationships break. First of all, the living entity is in agyan, in ignorance, thinking that he is their body. And in this world, the relationships are based on the body. The relationship the living entity has with Krishna is the relationship of the soul.
आत्मा कभी मरता नहीं है, कभी जन्म,
सोल नेवर डाइज, नेवर टेक्स बर्थ.
दिव्य धाम में ये दिव्य लीलाएं चलती ही रहती
है. इन द लॉर्ड्स ट्रांसेंडेंटल अबोर्ड दीज ट्रांसेंडेंटल पास टाइम्स आर कंटिन्यूअसली टेकिंग प्लेस.
तो जो ये अज्ञान से, अपने स्वरूप के अज्ञान से या भगवान के स्वरूप के अज्ञान से, अविद्या से जो संबंध है संसार में, इसे बिल्कुल भिन्न है.
दिस रिलेशनशिप इन द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड इज कम्प्लीटली डिफरेंट देन व्हाट देयर इज इन दिस वर्ल्ड बेस्ड ऑन द फैमिली, ऑन द बॉडी. दिस रिलेशनशिप्स एंड द रिलेशनशिप इन द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड इज कम्प्लीटली डिफरेंट.
रूप में होता है, दिव्य ज्ञान की स्थिति में होता है, जीव बिल्कुल मुक्त रहता है.
The living entity is always liberated in the spiritual world, and he has his eternal relationship with Krishna. This relationship in the spiritual world, somebody may have as a parent, brother, friend, brother, friend, priya, lover, das, servant. This relationship is eternal. There is no ignorance in the spiritual world about their relationship.
संसारो अज्ञान संभव. जैसे सपना हम लोग देखते हैं.
Just like when we see a dream, in the dream, when you see somebody as your son or your husband or your father, but as soon as the dream is over, when you wake up, all the relationship you saw in your dream is over. We see that there is no such husband, brother or son. So in this world, actually there is no real relationship of son, brother, father, mother, etc. No one is anyone's. This relationships of this world is just like of the dream. The eternal sambandha, the relationship of every living entity is with Krishna.
उन्हीं को अपना पुत्र मानना चाहिए.
So we should consider him our son, our swami, our sakha, our brother.
भगवान की कथाओं द्वारा दृढ़ करना चाहिए.
This bhav, these feelings, this mentality, we should become fixed. We should become have them fixed in our minds by hearing Krishna katha.
नहीं तो ये जो संबंध है दुनिया की कभी नहीं छूटेंगे, कभी नहीं छूटेंगे.
अदरवाइज दीज रिलेशनशिप्स ऑफ द वर्ल्ड दे विल नेवर लीव यू, दे विल नेवर लीव यू.
मर जाएगा दूसरा शरीर,
अ पर्सन विल डाई, ही विल गेट अनदर बॉडी, अनदर अगेन ही विल गेट सन, मदर, फादर, वाइफ, एटसेट्रा.
इसी अज्ञान में आदमी रह
जाएगा. एंड इन द सेम इग्नोरेंस ही कीप्स गोइंग. One must establish our relationship with Krishna by hearing kathas.
श्रवण से ही संभव है.
Only by hearing this is possible. By hearing Krishna's pastimes, his sweet pastimes, we become attracted to him. Here Krishna's swarup is being explained by Sukadev Goswami. Krishna is such a person. If he can accept a rakshasi like Putana as his mother,
फिर गौओं को,
then why not the gopis and the cows that were engaged in various services activities?
हत्या करने की इच्छा से अपने स्तनों में विष लगा करके.
And we heard yesterday jighansya, this putna, jighansya means to murder. She had put this halahal poison on her breast, and she had come with the idea that Krishna will just touch with his little baby lips and he will immediately die. This was her idea. And immediately she got matri gati. So what to speak of devotees who offer him with love and devotion?
Alankar, ghar, arpan karta hai. उसको क्यों नहीं कृष्ण अपनी नित्य लीला,
why Krishna won't accept him in his eternal nitya lila? We should try to understand Krishna's nature by this lila. This is explained here by Sukadev Goswami. We should try to instill this in our mind. Therefore, Shravan is very important. What is Krishna? How he behaves? By hearing, people become devotees. Rukmini Devi, by hearing of Krishna's qualities, she wrote that letter. That I am offering myself at your lotus feet, she said. I want to be your wife. Although her wedding marriage was decided to be with Shishupal, and the party was already arriving, that's the time she wrote a letter. Please quickly come and take me away. I'm about to be married. And she told him how to do. She said, there is that Girija Puja we're going to do, Puja of Devi Durga, and at the temple, you, at that time, at that moment, you come and take me away. She even told him how to do, how to take her away.
पूजा करने के लिए बाहर जाऊंगी उसी समय हमको आप उठा कर ले चलिएगा क्योंकि वो डरती थी कि अगर सामने घर में लड़ाई होगी तो हमारे भाई मारे जाएंगे
because she was afraid if he came inside the house to grab me and take me away then there might be some fighting maybe my brothers will get killed or some there will be some disturbance so she made up this plan and told Krishna how to take her. She gave Krishna the intelligence, come at this time. When I'm coming out of the temple after doing puja, at that time you come, you be there with your chariot and you pull me up on your chariot and take me away.
और अब यादवों की सेना लेकर के आइएगा.
And bring Yadava's sena, the army of the Yadavas. Because she knew Shishupal and Jarasan, they have a big army and they will come after them. So she also told him, please bring the army of the Yadus. So by hearing, she developed love for Krishna and she surrendered her heart to Krishna. We should also, by hearing and seeing, seeing the deity, hearing katha, we should also. It's not, this is how we'll develop our love for Krishna. It's not that we will suddenly see Krishna. For us, the main thing is hearing. By hearing how Krishna lifted the Govardhan Hill, all his sweet pastimes, how he's dancing, how he's tending the cows and coming back. By hearing, we start to like Krishna. We start to love Krishna. Hearing Krishna's pastime, it is a very powerful process. Therefore, in the nine processes, Shravan is the first process.
Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pad Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atma, Nivedanam.
In the nine processes, Shravan is the topmost.
कि जो गोपियों का गौओं का इस तरह से कृष्ण में ममत्व था
सुखदेव गोस्वामी इज स्पीकिंग ऑफ द सिद्धांत दैट हाउ कृष्णा द गोपीज एंड द काउज हाउ दे हैड दिस फीलिंग ऑफ आई एंड माइन विद कृष्णा
यह संसार में कल्पित जो संबंध
दिस इज रियल रिलेशनशिप
दुखद ऐसा संबंध नहीं
इट इज नॉट द रिलेशनशिप लाइक दैट ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड विच इज मोमेंटरली temporary, that gives miseries.
This
is eternal.
Hey Maharaj Parikshit.
That relationship in Golok, that is so different than what is here. There is no birth and death for the devotee. He doesn't think he is this body. There is no body like this. He has his swarup. In this way, speaking the Siddhanta, Sukadeva Goswami goes ahead. Text 41.
कुछ गोप उस समय बाहर थे गौओं को देखने के लिए सब में घर में तो रहेंगे नहीं जहाँ गौएं रहती हैं जंगल में बहुत दूर दूर में फैले हुए कोई मथुरा से आ रहा था कोई
सम गोपर्स वर देयर एट दैट टाइम आउटसाइड
कट धूमस से कट का अर्थ होता है चीता
कट धूमस से कट मीन्स द बर्निंग घाट
मृतक शरीर का जलाया हुआ धुआं बहुत उठा था हजारों लाखों
सो ऑल दिस inhabitants of Brajbhumi in distant places, they were astonished. They were thinking, where is this fragrance coming from? Transcendental smell. They're smelling. They started walking towards that spot and they said, Kimidam, what is this? Where is this coming from?
कैसे धुआं उत्पन्न हो
How does this smoke come?
पता नहीं था.
They had no idea what happened.
धुआं कहाँ से निकल रहा
है? The smoke, where is it coming from?
निकल रहा है और है क्या?
Where is it coming from or what is it? They had no idea.
शरीर जलाने पर तो दुर्गंध निकलता है.
By burning dead body is always a very bad smell.
केवल सुगंध अगुरु की निकल रहा
है. And there is only wonderful fragrance of Aguri. So they were wondering, Kimidam, what is this? And where is it coming from? And on this, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives a commentary that on this, some gopas were saying that it looks like Bali Maharaj in Sutal planet, he is doing some yagya. Or on the top, in the heavenly planets, Indra is doing yagya and the smoke is coming down. Whatever it is, they were thinking, it's not possible from this planet on the earth such nice fragrance can come. And so much smoke. We burn one incense and there is a smoke like a stick that raises up. And this was unlimited smoke.
कितना धुआं जाएगा जब चरपट जलाते हैं तब थोड़ा सा होता है और वो तो कई कोस में धुआं उठ रहा था.
And that smoke was going for many many miles. She herself was 12 miles long. The smoke was going up and going down. Kutaeva. Where does it come from? They were talking amongst themselves and they reached that spot.
Text 42. सुखदेव गोस्वामी कहते हैं लोग पूछते हुए आए 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 आश्चर्य करते
हैं. They were asking people and walking and they kept walking towards the smoke and they reached.
गोपों के साथ वो लोग मिले वो लोग सब देह को पुतने के देह को फूंक करके जंगल में स्नान कर.
When they met the gopas who had chopped the body and burned and they had finished and they were going to go take bath in the Jamuna.
सब आ रहे थे.
They were all coming. So they explained. What did they say? They explained how Putana came.
Rakshasi.
They said this big demoness. She became so beautiful. She came like a devi. She came and she entered Nanda Maharaj's house and she just picked up the baby. And she had smeared poison on her breast, and that demoness, Rakshasi, everything they explained in great detail to this. And then they explained very in great detail how she died.
How
they had no idea that Krishna had squeezed her to death.
बच्चा क्या दबा है?
What this baby will do?
भगवान कैसी क्या किया, हार्ट अटैक हो गया उसका, क्या हुआ?
God knows what Krishna did, whether she had a heart attack or what, how she, but Krishna killed him, killed her.
पता नहीं कैसे मर गई.
They were saying, I don't know how she died.
कुछ भी क्या था?
They had no idea that Krishna killed him.
उसने से मरी है.
Krishna killed her.
शिशुस्चा. और इसके बाद उन लोग सुनाए कि
एंड आफ्टर दैट
और बच्चा बिल्कुल स्वस्थ.
एंड दे सेड द चाइल्ड शी डाइड बट द चाइल्ड वाज टोटली सेफ. ही वाज क्रॉलिंग ऑन, ही वाज लाइंग ऑन द टॉप ऑफ हर चेस्ट एंड शी वाज, ही वाज टोटली हेल्थी एंड सेफ.
बिल्कुल बच गया, कहीं दांत नहीं गड़ाया, नख नहीं गड़ाया.
दे वर सेइंग टेलिंग हिम दैट द चाइल्ड वाज टोटली सेफ. देयर वाज नो साइन ऑफ एनी नेल्स और टीथ स्टक टू यू नो पोक्ड इन हिज बॉडी.
भी हानि नहीं हुई है.
नथिंग बैड हैपेंड टू हिम.
इतने विकराल दांत थे.
ऑल्दो शी वाज सो ह्यूज एंड हर टीथ वर सो big and look at her nails, she was not able to hurt him.
दांत भी नहीं
गड़ा. They were talking like this. The whole story.
तो बच्चा उसके बाह के अंदर नहीं गिरा देह के अंदर.
When she fell, the Krishna did not fall off and got crushed underneath her or between his, got squeezed between her arms. Nothing happened to him. He was just playing on top of her chest.
हे नारायण, हे भगवान.
So they were all. They were all saying, "Oh Narayan, oh God, please, thank you so much for protecting our baby Krishna." And they didn't know how that this himself was the root of Narayan.
नंद बाबा ने भगवान की पूजा किया है, विष्णु की पूजा किया, इसीलिए बच्चा.
They said this is because Nand Maharaj is such a nice devotee of Vishnu. He worships Vishnu, and that's why Vishnu has protected his son.
धन्य है यशोदा, ने बहुत व्रत किया.
यशोदा मस्ट हैव डन सो मेनी ऑस्टेरिटीज एंड सो मेनी व्रतस.
तब वो लोग सुनकर,
दैट्स व्हाई द चाइल्ड इज सेफ, ही कुड हैव डाइड.
स्वयं मर गई. भगवत जीवित रहती तो कृष्ण को ही नहीं सभा करके स्वयं मर गई.
Then they were thinking, this is amazing pastimes of Lord Vishnu. The such a big demoness came to kill our baby and she herself died.
जीवित रहती तो कृष्ण को ही नहीं सबको खा गई.
Had she not died, if she was alive, she would have killed our baby Krishna and all the other babies.
वर्णन कर रहे थे.
They were talking like this. She is so dangerous, so cruel, so scary that she would have eaten all the Vrajavasis in one bite. Now that the body was there no more, they were trying to explain how scary she was.
इतनी भयावह. देखो भगवान की दया.
जस्ट सी द लॉर्ड्स मर्सी, सेव द चाइल्ड.
बहुत विस्मय हुआ, सब लोग चकित.
दे वर वेरी अस्टॉनिश्ड,
चकित. उसने भगवान की कृपा मना.
दे कुडंट बिलीव हाउ ही गॉट सेव्ड.
नंद स्वपुत्र नादाय.
टेक्स्ट 43.
प्रत्यागत मुदारधी. नंद बाबा वहाँ आए.
नंद महाराज केम देयर.
इतना का तमाशा देख.
जस्ट सी
उसको जलवाए. एक
फर्स्ट ही सॉ
इसके बाद
दिस होल गेम ऑफ पुतना. ही हैड हर बॉडी बर्न्ड एंड एवरीथिंग. देन नाउ
मूर्धन्याघ्राय परमा मुदम लेभे कुरुद्वा. श्रील सुखदेव गोस्वामी कहते हैं कि हे कुरुद्वा, हे
कुरुद्वा. सुला सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेज, ओ महाराज पक्षी परीक्षित, द बेस्ट ऑफ द कुरुज, जस्ट लाइक यू व्हेन यू वर इन द वूम यू हैड डाइड बट द लॉर्ड हिमसेल्फ ब्रॉट यू बैक टू लाइफ.
इस तरह से नंद बाबा अपने पुत्र को जीवित पा करके
इन दिस वे नंद महाराज व्हेन ही फाउंड हिज सन अलाइव. He thought that he must have, Krishna must have died. But he immediately took him on his lap.
मर करके आए. नंद बाबा यही मानते जब सुने पुतना के आने की बात.
When he heard how Putana was and she took him away, he understood that Krishna has just returned from death, just like Maharaj Parikshit was.
बच्चा तो मर गया था लेकिन नारायण ने जीवित कर दिया.
He was having Krishna on his lap, as if Krishna returned from death and praying that, oh my dear Lord, this child had actually died, but you have brought him back to life.
यही मानते थे कि बच्चा मर करके जी गया आया.
This is what he believed. The Krishna had died and came back to life by the mercy of the Lord.
उदार मन के मन में आनंद भर गया. उसी समय संकल्प करने लगे.
He enjoyed unlimited transcendental bliss, and immediately in his mind he made a sankalpa that Krishna got saved from Putana, and at this incident, this auspicious occasion, I will give so much in charity. Like this, he was already thinking in his mind. This is called Udardhi.
बच्चे को गोद में लिए.
He took the child in his lap and he started to smell his head.
सिर सूंघना चाहिए बच्चों का.
One should smell the heads of their babies. This is a rule. This makes them live longer.
और ज्ञान बढ़ता.
And their knowledge, they become jnani.
तो सिर सूंघे.
He smelled baby's head, and seeing the child safe and happy, he became paramam mudam. Highest peace he achieved. He was in so much anxiety, but now he was totally happy and blissful. Putana died and my child is alive. Lord Vishnu is so merciful to me.
अब श्रील सुखदेव गोस्वामी स्मृति फल बता रहे हैं. ये कथा सुनने का क्या फल.
Now Sukadev Goswami is speaking about Shruti Phal. What are the fruits of hearing this katha? Text 44.
ये तन पूतना मोक्षम कृष्ण सार्भकम अद्भुतम सुनिया श्रद्धया मर्त्यो गोविंदे लभते रतिम. कोई भी मर्त्य मनुष्य.
एनी मोर्टल
जो कृष्ण के इस बात.
एनी पर्सन हु हियर्स
कृष्ण के बाल चरित और पूतना मोक्ष.
हु हियर्स कृष्णस चाइल्डहुड पास्ट टाइम्स एंड स्पेशली दिस पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ पूतना वध.
मातृ गति देने की कथा कोई भी सुनता.
दिस कथा ऑफ पूतना गेटिंग द मातृ गति मदर्स पोजीशन. एनीबडी हु हियर्स विद फेथ एंड डिवोशन दिस स्टोरी. गोविंदे लभते रतिम.
श्री कृष्ण में उसे रति मिलती.
ही गेट्स रति टुवर्ड्स श्री कृष्ण. ही बिकम्स अनुरक्त विद श्री कृष्ण. इन अदर वर्ड्स He suddenly attains attachment for Shri Krishna, Govinda, and he gets love for Krishna. One who hears this katha with faith and devotion and very carefully.
जिस कथा को यहाँ पांच दिन प्रस्तुत किया गया.
The katha that we have spoken here in 5 days.
सुखदेव गोस्वामी ये दे रहे हैं. इसे सुनने का क्या फल है कृष्ण.
About this katha. Srila Sukadev Goswami is giving us this this phal, Shruti phal. By hearing this katha, what is the benefit that we get asakti for Krishna? The greatest wealth for a jiva, for living entity, is to get love for Krishna. That is the greatest purushart.
चैतन्य महाप्रभु कहते हैं कि
चैतन्य महाप्रभु से
परी पुरुषार्थ है. पुरुषार्थ है जीव.
पुरुषार्थ मीन्स
पर्पस.
अर्थ मीन्स पर्पस एंड पुरुष मीन्स जीव. जीव पुरुषार्थ मीन्स द पर्पस ऑफ बीइंग ह्यूमन. व्हाट इज द पर्पस ऑफ ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ. व्हाट इज द एक्चुअल बेनिफिट ऑफ गेटिंग दिस ह्यूमन बॉडी.
वह है कृष्ण प्रेम.
एंड दैट इज कृष्ण प्रेम.
और कृष्ण प्रेम इतना दुर्लभ है, महान है, पर मिलता कैसे है भगवान की कथा.
कृष्ण प्रेम इज सो दुर्लभ, सो महान, सो अनलिमिटेड ग्रेट एंड सो हार्ड टू अचीव. बट हाउ डू वी गेट इट? बाय हियरिंग कृष्ण कथा.
सुनुयात श्रद्धया मर्त्य गोविंद लभते रति. जो गौओं के रक्षक हैं, पृथ्वी के रक्षक हैं,
गोविंद who protects the cows, who protects the earth, who is dear to the senses, one becomes attached to this Govinda.
तो कथा ही सुननी चाहिए ना. जब यही परम पुरुषार्थ.
If this is the greatest purushartha, then this is what we should do in this life, hearing with faith and devotion.
इस तरह से सुखदेव गोस्वामी कथा की महिमा बोले.
इन दिस वे सुखदेव गोस्वामी गेव द महिमा ऑफ दिस दिस कथा. In this last shloka, what we have to hear? Krishna Arbhakam. Arbhakam means Bal Charitra, his childhood pastimes, especially Putana Moksha, Putana Vad, this story of this katha of Putana.
पूतना का मोक्ष, मोक्ष का अर्थ है प्राकृत कर्म बंधन से.
पूतनाज मोक्ष, मोक्ष मीन्स हाउ शी गॉट डिलीवर्ड फ्रॉम दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड एंड हाउ शी गॉट द पोजीशन ऑफ मदर यशोदा.
सखी बनाना,
ही शी बिकेम अ सखी ऑफ मदर यशोदा.
उसको सखी करना, ये है मोक्ष.
दिस इज मोक्ष.
शास्त्र में कहा गया है कि विष्णु और अनुचरत्वम ही मोक्षम माहुर मनीषिणा. संसार के सभी विद्वान मनीषी ये कहते हैं कि
इन द स्क्रिप्चर्स इट इज सेड एंड ऑल द लर्नड पर्संस ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड दे से
विष्णु का पार्षद बनना ही मोक्ष है.
दैट टू बिकम एन एसोसिएट ऑफ द लॉर्ड, एसोसिएट ऑफ विष्णु इज एक्चुअली मोक्ष. दिस इज द रियल मोक्ष.
ऐसा नहीं कि संसार बंधन से छूट गए ये मुक्ति है. नहीं,
नॉट दैट वी जस्ट वी आर फ्री फ्रॉम मटेरियल वर्ल्ड, मटेरियल अटैचमेंट एंड दैट्स मुक्ति. नो, रियल मुक्ति
भगवान का पार्षद
इज टू बिकम एन एसोसिएट विद द लॉर्ड एंड बी अ पार्ट ऑफ हिज नित्य लीला. दैट इज रियल मोक्ष.
मोक्षर माहुर मनीषिणा. कुछ लोग ऐसे हैं जो सोचते हैं हम कर्म बंधन से छूट जाएं, मुक्त हो जाएं. मुक्त होकर क्या करें?
सम पीपल थिंक दैट ओ आई शुड बिकम फ्री फ्रॉम ऑल दिस मटेरियल सफरिंग एंड आई शुड बिकम मुक्त, आई शुड बिकम लिबरेटेड. बट बिकम लिबरेटेड एंड डू वॉट एंड गो वेयर एंड बी वॉट?
ये सब नहीं सोचते.
They have no idea.
बस हम मुक्त हो
जाए. बस I want to become free from this suffering. They have no love for Krishna. They don't even know who is Krishna.
मुक्ति तो मिलती है तब जब भगवान में प्रेम होता है.
Real mukti is when you have love for Krishna.
और भगवान का प्रेम ही वास्तविक पुरुषार्थ है.
And the love for Krishna is the real purusharth, goal of human form of life.
भक्त तो चाहते हैं, जैसे चैतन्य महाप्रभु कहते हैं, मम जन्मनि जन्मनीश्वरे भवता भक्ति रहाय तो की.
डिवोटीज दे वांट दिस.
बहुत जन्म लेना पड़े, लेकिन हे कृष्ण, जन्म जन्म में आपके चरणों में मेरी अहेतुकी भक्ति हो.
डिवोटी सेज आई डोंट केयर इफ आई हैव टू टेक बर्थ, अनलिमिटेड बर्थ, बट इन एवरी लाइफ मे आई हैव प्योर डिवोशन टू योर लोटस फीट.
यही आपसे मेरी प्रार्थना.
दिस इज माई प्रेयर.
धन नहीं चाहता.
आई डोंट वॉन्ट वेल्थ.
न धनं न जनम. जनम का अर्थ है
आई डोंट वांट जनम, हाई बर्थ. आई डोंट वांट फॉलोअर्स.
न तो सुंदरी स्त्री.
आई डोंट वांट ब्यूटीफुल वीमेन. आई डोंट वांट सो मच लर्निंग.
जन्मनि जन्मनीश्वरे भवता भक्ति रहाय तो की.
लाइफ आफ्टर लाइफ आई शुड गेट अहेतुकी भक्ति. अहेतुकी भक्ति इज लव फॉर कृष्णा. दैट लाइफ आफ्टर लाइफ आई शुड रिमेन, आई शुड हैव माय लव फॉर कृष्णा. इट डजंट मैटर वेयर आई एम, आई शुड नॉट लूज दैट लव फॉर यू.
यही कामना है.
दिस इज माई डिजायर.
प्रेम प्राप्त होता है श्रवण से.
सो वी गेट लव फॉर कृष्णा बाय हियरिंग अस पास टाइम.
श्रवण कीर्तन जले करे से चन. अपने भक्ति लता को पोषण.
श्रवण कीर्तन जले करे से चन. वन शुड टेक केयर अवर आर भक्ति क्रीपर एंड हियर कृष्णस पास टाइम्स.
सुंदर स्वामी जी कहते हैं कि जब सुनाने वाला हो तो सुनना चाहिए, सुनने वाला हो तो कीर्तन करना
चाहिए. श्रीधर गोस्वामी सेज व्हेन देयर इज अ स्पीकर हु कैन स्पीक कृष्णस पास टाइम्स वी शुड हियर, अदरवाइज वी शुड डू कीर्तन एंड यू वर ऑल लिसनिंग.
भगवान की कीर्ति का बखान करना चाहे
कीर्तन मीन्स
चाहे गान द्वारा, इसको कीर्तन कहते.
Speak about the glories of the Lord, either speaking about the glories of the Lord, kirti, which is the glories of the Lord, kirtan, and or to chant His holy names.
भगवान के नाम का गान करना, भगवान के गुण का, उनकी कीर्ति, कीर्ति का जब प्रसार.
Singing His names, pastimes. When one describes his about his kirti, that is called kirtan.
Srila Prabhupada ji isko ek naam diye hain. Book distribution ke dwara Krishna ki kirti ka prasar hota hai, isliye unhone usko sankirtan naam hi de diya.
Srila Prabhupada said, by distributing books, we are preaching about the kirti, glories of the Lord. Therefore, book distribution is also called sankirtan.
Book distribution is sankirtan.
Book distribution is also sankirtan.
इस प्रकार ये महिमा है हम लोगों को अपने
So this is the glories of this is katha. In our life we should take out plenty of time so we can hear Bhagavatam.
जैसे दुनिया के लोग अखबार पढ़ते हैं वैसे हम लोगों को भागवत पढ़ना.
Just like people in the material world they read newspaper and magazines all the time, we should have so much attachment to hearing Krishna katha. भागवतम
लोग पूछते हैं कि कितना देर भागवत पढ़ना चाहिए.
Sometimes people ask me how long every day should we read Bhagavatam.
मैं तो कह देता एक विषयी व्यक्ति जितना देर न्यूज़पेपर पढ़ता है उतना देर पढ़.
As long as you a materialistic person, a vishayi reads newspaper and magazine, at least that long you should read Bhagavat every day.
तो विषयी आदमी तो आधा घंटा से कम नहीं पढ़ता होगा.
विषयी materialistic sense gratifier person, he spends at least half an hour per reading newspaper or reading newspaper on in the paper or news TV internet etc. At least.
इतनी आसक्ति होती है कि बाथरूम में पढ़ते रहते.
They're so attached that even in bathroom they read newspaper.
हम देखे कई घरों में कि बाथरूम में न्यूज़पेपर.
I saw in many homes that in bathroom there is newspapers and magazines. I thought very good. This is where it belongs.
इसको यही पढ़ना चाहिए. अब बाहर दूसरे घर में नहीं पढ़ना.
This should only be read in this toilet.
जितने देर में शौच हो रहा है.
How long should you newspaper? That long you are there to pass in the toilet. That's how long you should look at it if you have to.
अगर पढ़ना ही है.
If you have to read, you should not bring it outside the toilet. That's where it belongs.
अशुद्ध अवस्था में पढ़ने लायक है. नहीं कभी नहीं पढ़ना चाहिए लेकिन.
Actually, one should never read unnecessary things.
रोज भागवत पढ़ना चाहिए.
एवरी डे वन शुड रीड भागवतम. वन शुड बी अटैच्ड टू हियरिंग दिस एवरी डे.
और यदि कोई सुनाने वाला वैष्णव है अभिज्ञ जो शास्त्र जानता है तो सारा काम छोड़कर सुनना चाहिए.
एंड इफ देर इज अ वैष्णव हु इज एबल टू एक्सप्लेन और स्पीक ऑन द भागवतम वी शुड स्टॉप ऑल आवर वर्क एंड सिट एंड हियर.
फिर रहता नहीं है.
Because you may not get a chance later, you may have time, but there may not be a person who is able to explain to you or speak to you.
ये बहुत मुश्किल है.
This is a problem.
ऐसा संजोग हो तो उस समय छुट्टी लेकर जैसे तैसे सुनना चाहिए.
So if katha is Bhagavad katha is available, somehow we should take that time out to hear. Work will go on.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.